Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, between President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden ended like it started, contentious, breaking down shortly after the beginning, with Trump interrupting Biden on several occasions and Biden calling the president a clown and a liar. Throughout their back-and-forth exchange, which resembled bickering, the moderator attempted to have them discuss the Supreme Court vacancy, the economy, and the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claimed, without evidence, that 2 million people have died if Biden would have died if Biden were president. Biden criticized Trump for knowingly withholding the information on the consequences of the virus from the American people. During another exchange, Trump said he has done more in 47 months than Biden has done in 47 years in politics. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agreed may not be decided on that date. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Research Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. As the epidemic reached the grim milestone, the World Health Organization said the actual toll is probably higher. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, that will play out just weeks before the November 3rd presidential election. The process started Tuesday with Barrett, who would be Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court, if confirmed, headed to Capitol Hill for a series of key meetings with Republican senators. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republican accelerations of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at the age of 87. Most Americans share that perspective, according to national polls. Barrett currently serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit after being nominated by Trump and confirmed by the Senate back in 2017. Well, the Tennessee Titans and the Minnesota Vikings have suspended in-person activities after the NFL, the National Football League here in the U.S., said three Titans players and five personnel tested positive for the coronavirus, becoming the first COVID-19 outbreak of the NFL season in week four. Titans beat the Vikings last week 31-30 in Minneapolis. The outbreak threatened to jeopardize the Titans game coming up this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who posed the first significant in-season test to the league's coronavirus protocols. Britain and Canada, both imposing sanctions on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, his son, and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. Sanctions are the first imposed by Western powers against Belarusian government officials. These sanctions subject them to an immediate travel ban and asset freeze. Lukashenko's post-election crackdown has resulted in arrest of more than 12,000 people who participated in mass demonstrations that interrupted after he claimed victory in an election that opponents alleged was stolen. Lukashenko has denied the elections were fixed. Many in Belarus reject the official results of the election that gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office, and thousands have protested in the weeks following the vote. The European Union said last week it does not recognize Lukashenko as president in that election. For details, more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.